This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson, dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Finger, F-I-N-G-E-R, first name Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. The date of evaluation, June 25th, 2024. The date of birth, July 21, 1974. The referring physician, Dr. Porter. The chief complaint, 49-year-old female who is seen preoperatively. The HBI. The patient is a 49-year-old female who reports a right shoulder injury, period. The patient stated that she has a torn rotator cuff, period. She reports a reaching injury, which occurred when a postal customer dropped an item and she attempted to pick it up on December 2nd, 1923, period. She immediately felt pain and was referred to Alameda Hospital. Initially, it was felt that she had a tendonitis, but MRI later revealed a torn rotator cuff, period. She had continued on pain, she had continued with pain, which is on average 2/10 at rest, but increases to 10/10 with lifting or any type of activity. Here, pain is associated with decreased range of motion, and she uses the left arm to raise her right arm, period. She notes that pain radiates to the right arm and neck, period. She had undergone a course of physical therapy without significant response, period. The patient is now scheduled for right shoulder arthroscopy, common subacromial decompression, rotator cuff repair, arthroscopic bicep tenodesis, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. A past medical history, one, hypothyroidism, next number hypertension, next number depression, next number pulmonary embolism, next number DVT, past surgical history, slip and fall with fracture of the left knee patella, period. Medications, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms one daily, venlafaxine, 37.5 milligrams. 3 capsules daily, hydrochlorothiazide, unknown dose daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, problem with heart disease, and history of CBA. The social history, patient reports, history of alcohol and marijuana use, but no cigarettes, period. Review of systems. She reports history of chills and weight gain, cardiac, she had reported distant palpitations, gastrointestinal, CSF, nausea, genitourinary. She reports frequency and urgency. She further reports incontinence. Gynecologic, she reports that she has not gotten a period for a few months. Neurologic, she has vertigo. Endocrine, she reports heat intolerance. Renal systems otherwise is unremarkable, period. The physical examination, blood pressure, 166/117, pulse 77, respiratory rate 15, height 68 inches, weight 252.8 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdomen is obese, there's mild epigastric tenderness, period. Musculoskeletal, light shoulder demonstrates mild tenderness on external rotation, period. There is decreased range of motion, period. The impression, one, hypothyroidism, next number, hypertension uncontrolled, next number, nausea. The plan, correction. As noted, patient has had an industrial injury resulting in diagnosis S46.011A and S46.219A, period. He is now required right shoulder arthroscopy, subacromial decompression, and rotator cuff repair, period. He further requires arthroscopic biceps tenodesis, period. The patient is noted to have nights, correction, patient is noted to have chills, period. She further is noted to have amenorrhea, period. This has been present for several months, period. I suspect that she is perimenopausal, period. However, given the fact that she has ongoing nausea in this setting would need a beta-HCG to rule out pregnancy, period. She has uncontrolled blood pressure and is currently on hydrochloric iodide, period. I will add lisinopril to a medical regimen, period. However, again, would request beta HCG to rule out pregnancy, period. Again, come I suspect that she is perimenopausal, period. Dr. Owington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.